When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday. April the, what's today, the third?
Today is the third.
Yeah, today is the third. And I brought my ARC into the studio today. I'm going to park it over in the corner. Got the cows, the horses. I mean, my God.
Beautiful weather. Love it.
What a day we have out there. My pants are all wet.
Well, you need an umbrella.
Well, I'm very...
You knew it was going to rain.
I knew it was going to rain. I'm very, very anti-umbrella. Very anti-umbrella.
Are you anti-umbrella or just too lazy to have an umbrella in the car?
No, I'm not too lazy to have an umbrella in the car. I have a windshield scraper when there's ice and stuff car.
That's so you can see, so you can drive.
Right. Yeah. So it's not that I'm too lazy.
No.
I don't think people understand how to carry an umbrella.
Know how to carry an umbrella?
Oh, I do. Okay. I can hold it up very high.
I don't know if you're supposed to hold it up very high.
Well, when there's foot traffic, you need to hold it up very high. I don't think people understand. Thus, I'm very anti-umbrella, and I don't want it. I put on my hood, and if my pants get wet, then they get wet.
But you have the ability, since you know how to carry one.
Right.
And it's 5 a.m.
Right.
When there's no one walking on the street.
You say that. I almost had a couple of eye-poking umbrella incidents this morning.
There's plenty of sidewalk. Now you're going to have to sit through the show with wet pants.
That's right. And sneakers wet.
Well,
and I'd say my socks are wet, but you guys would be like, well, how are your socks possibly wet? Don't you wear sneakers? My socks are wet.
Well, why don't you have waterproof sneakers that you wear?
I don't know. Is that such a thing? Waterproof
sneakers? I'm wearing waterproof sneakers right now.
Do you buy them like separately? Nike, I'd like to buy a waterproof sneaker.
No, I said to myself, hey, I should probably have a pair of sneakers that if it rains out, I have.
So what does that mean? The water hits them and it runs?
It repels the water, yeah.
So the water just, it hits.
You saw Broucher yesterday. I said the same thing to him. He had the Gore-Tex ones on.
Gore-Tex.
Because he knew it was going to rain.
Right.
Got to plan ahead. I need you comfortable.
I'm not comfortable.
I don't
my
need
feet
you,
are wet. My socks are wet. My pants are wet. My pants are all wet. From the waist up, excellent. Put on my hood. Didn't get head wet at all. But my pants are, yeah.
You know, God forbid.
What?
You show up head wet.
No.
Yeah, you can't even do the show.
No. No, I would do the show. I love the show. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad the Mets sat through a 3-hour rain delay.
Yeah, so is Gary Cohen. He's very, very happy about it.
I mean, what are you doing? Why would you do that? I don't care
because
if
they were
Mets
trying to get the game
league.
In.
I understand, but there was no break. And they said there was a 90-minute, they thought a 90-minute break.
Yeah. Seven to nine, there was a window.
Okay, but is that long enough to play the game?
And speed right through it.
No.
Well, obviously, no.
It never stopped raining at all.
You think
they're going to come back today and be like, guys, we see a 9-minute window in this 6 o'clock hour. Let's get this thing in. No, call it.
Right. But let's be completely honest here for a second. Did you need a night off from the Mets?
Oh, I could take the week off.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that stems
from the rain.
Right. I knew when we left the show, they weren't going to play the game.
So if you knew, and I knew, and RJ knew, and Raymond knew, why did they attempt to play the game? Why?
Well, because there's 162 of these things.
I get it.
Detroit.
I get it.
And you're trying to
fit
it in.
They postponed the game last Thursday, right? Opening day.
Right.
Day before, awful forecast. I mean, it was miserable all day yesterday.
Well, it's also opening day.
I understand.
You and want all the to be pomp and circumstance that goes into opening
game. And you're right about that. But I have a little respect for the fan base. So if I'm a
why
huge
are you
going to
pretend
fan,
like now all of a sudden they truly care?
No,
about
they don't.
The
but you know what? I can fight for the fan a little bit. I mean, if you're a fan of the Mets and I heard people like, well, just you're stupid if you go. No, that's not right. If you love the Mets and you want to go to every single game, you should have the opportunity to go, and they should do the right thing and cancel the game yesterday afternoon so you don't have to make the trek out there. So now you got to go. You got to get there at 7 o'clock. You got to go into your seats. You got to sit in the pouring rain. And I don't think they canceled it until after 9 o'clock last night. So that's the whole day.
Well, I understand that, but it's going to rain today. So, I mean, it's supposed to be four games against Detroit.
I thought it was four. Four-game sets?
Yeah, they were supposed to play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I saw yesterday that yesterday's game was, I guess, rescheduled for Thursday. So you could play a doubleheader on Thursday if
correct.
You end up losing, you know, Tuesday and one of the Tuesday or Wednesday games.
So you'll have to make up one of these.
Find a way.
Okay, but it's not like there's not days. You got the whole season.
I understand that, but you also don't want to give away a day off.
I get it.
It just becomes a bigger pain in the butt if you can't.
I'm not arguing that.
They're worried about the players first. So get that through your head. They're worried about the players first.
Okay.
They're worried about getting themselves first. And then,
well, okay, sitting here on 98.7 ESPN with you and Raymond and RJ can sit here and worry about the fans.
Right, I told you the story, I mean, a thousand times. We had a game where it was a blizzard, like a whiteout blizzard. You couldn't see anything. There was no chance. Like, if we had 1,000 people that would actually risk their lives to come to this game, maybe we had probably like 800 people that came to this game. And we all thought game was going to get canceled. There's no chance. Like, it's not safe to drive in this
right.
weather. You shouldn't go. We get phone calls. Hey, we're on a bit of a slide. Team's already in. We feel like we can beat them. You're playing. So we end up going there, which was dangerous for us to drive there anyway. We end up playing the game. No one's there. They're like, okay, hey, anyone that was brave enough to come to the game, feel free to sit wherever you want because there's seats all over the place.
Right.
And we end up playing the game. Owner came in and goes, hey, just so you guys know, it's cost me $250,000 to play this game.
Oh.
You better win.
Wow, wow, wow.
Good. It was good motivation. We won. But still, I mean, was it fair to have people driving that? No.
No.
Or that people that wanted to go to the game were hoping like, hey, let's not be stupid here. Let's reschedule this one because I got tickets for it.
Right.
No, they made
but
us
if you
play.
Had, if you had tickets to the Mets game yesterday and you thought they were going to play and maybe you go to one game a year or your buddy asked you to go, you try to go and you sit there for hours, you have a hot dog, you park, and you waste your whole night. And now you're all soaking wet.
Right. And then what ends up happening, too, if you're a player, I mean, you cancel it, you give me the day off at least. Now I'm sitting at the ballpark all day long.
Right. And then Gary Cohen had to sit there and throw it back and forth SNY. And he was none too happy about that.
How upset would he be at the person that didn't shut that camera off?
Well, but
he was sitting there.
The camera went on for so long. Like he finished his hit. They threw it back. He's still sitting there. He makes this reaction. And then they pan to a truck in the parking lot.
Turn the
camera off.
He sat in the same spot. Like, okay, when's this thing going to shut off? And just would not shut it. They would not. It would not.
It must
down.
Have been 5 seconds
it
after
like
he was
time.
done.
It was
speaking.
Like Tibbs last night. Like if you hear, like when we play this Tibbs cut,
yeah.
If you didn't see it on TV, you think we were like something was wrong with the cut. When he says Jalen gets fouled, he gets fouled. You're like if you just heard the clip,
it's on a loop. Something's wrong. Yeah, something's wrong. So we'll get into the next. By the way, big stuff today. Today's rules for Rothenberg. I mean, that's
we're trying that today.
No, I don't think
no.
so.
No, that has to happen the day before. I thought.
I did get quite a few emails.
Now, do you think you can put one together for today?
Can you? No, I don't want to force it. You guys
together.
Don't like it. I don't think I want to do it.
No,
but I got an email yesterday. Can you guys explain the icing rule? Like, you know what? That's nice. But no, we won't do it. We'll never do it.
No, don't say we'll never do it.
We don't
have a big
have to
show
it.
Meeting after the show. If you have a couple and you think you have the time during the breaks to get the answers together, we could debut it today.
I mean, I think we could do icing right on the fly. See what I did there?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I think we could do it.
Right.
A little test run.
But I don't. This is our show. This is a communal
I'm
show.
I'm saying I want to do it. Let's try it.
No, you guys were laughing at the rules by Rothenberg.
He was in my ear the entire time.
Uh-huh. So this is what he's like a Russian spy.
Right. He poisoned.
He's a plant by the Russians, and he's here, and now he's producing the show, but he's trying to manipulate it.
Yeah,
I don't know why
would the Russians want to sabotage the show?
That's a great question. Why they do a lot of things
Maybe
they do.
You
why
answer
you,
that.
Why are you here?
Good morning.
Hi.
Why are you here? You want to give it a quick trip around the block?
You
like
want
a test
to go
drive?
To woods? Do you want to go for a drive? Bring overcoat. Bit nipply outside.
Hit us with some icing. What is icing?
No.
When do they call it?
I don't know what it is. I don't understand the rule of icing.
No, come on. You know what it is. No, we're not doing that now. If we're gonna do it, we got to try it.
It's got to be an open, like
no,
a big,
it doesn't
like
have to be an
music.
Open yet.
Dun, dun,
no.
dun, dun, dun,
you can
dun,
pick
dun,
your
dun,
music. You can pick your music, and if today goes well and people like it, RJ will throw it up on the poll. We'll try it. He'll throw it up on the poll, and if you get the appropriate amount of votes for the segment, then we'll get the imaging and stuff.
Okay. I will throw this out there. You guys agree or disagree. After you do the five-pack, if you want something explained or the origin of something, email in. You know how to do it. I get a million emails. Tweet in, right? Well, we'll take the best one, maybe two, and we'll try that right after the five-pack of Stump Rothenberg. If it goes well, if we finish it, we all agree, like, you know what? That was pretty nice. We do it on a weekly basis post-Stump Rothenberg with some imaging. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
You say whatever you want.
I vote yes.
I don't want this to be, you push me into this segment that I never wanted to do. RJ, you agree or you disagree?
Sure, let's give it a try.
Raymond?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I've never felt less inspired.
At some point, we're going to have to debut it somewhere, and I think today's a good day. It's not nice out. It right. is a stump day. Today's Dave's day. It's like that one place. Where's that? There's that one city where they all the fast food, like the chain restaurants, they all go. They all like they try out all the things in like a certain place. I don't know. There's this one place that has all the fast food places. We'll use that.
Very healthy city.
No, but today is the day.
Did you hear what Rebecca Lobo said about Albany? I mentioned and
nothing
it
to do in Albany.
Nothing to do. What is she looking to do?
I have no idea.
I mean,
a little nightlife, a little dinner.
You don't think there's restaurants?
I guess. Listen, I had a ton of success in Albany. I love playing in Albany.
I mean, Albany's a major. Right. We're out in Albany. There's
plenty. 77 saves in Albany. Had some big games against
77 saves.
The Albany River Rats.
That's a lot of saves.
Yeah, lost though.
So I'm watching the Knicks down the stretch. All you know, the tie game. They fall behind. They come back, and a very enticing game. By the time I turned on the Yankees. They're already in big trouble, massive trouble, down 3-0, almost more than that. Again, it's so early, you can't get crazy in either direction, but Nestor Cortez was not good last night.
No, again, early in the game. The same thing happened to him in his first start, and he ends up right in the ship. But when you're going up against Zach Allen, and you give him a 3-run lead, and you don't get to him early, I mean, you had Torres walk to start the game, Soto double play, Judge walks, and then Rizzo ends up grounded out, so you didn't get to him early. I mean, he had two singles in the second inning. He had three singles for the entire game. And the guys that got the singles are really the only guys that have hit for you so far this season anyway. Right? I mean, it's been Volpe, yep. Cabrera, and Soto. Outside of that, Judge has done nothing. And by the way, no one gets screwed.
Oh, you're going to talk about that low strike?
But it's all Judge. The time, man. It's all the mid-shin strike.
He's so tall that it makes it tough.
I understand that, but there are tall guys. I mean, Stanton's pretty tall.
Can I say something?
And he's also, I mean, one of the faces of baseball. Can we not give him the benefit of the doubt at that point?
Yeah. No, listen, I agree with you. And he rarely, if ever, complains. Right,
at a certain
Judge?
Point, though, it's like, come on, man, especially because he's struggling. He's like, now this is what we're doing?
But it was a low pitch, and then you know, you saw the pitch tracker. Like, I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on the game. Like, yeah, it was a low pitch. It should have been ball four. But that's not the reason the Yankees lost, right?
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying that. The reason they lost was because they didn't hit. They didn't hit. And right now, Stanton's not hitting. Verdugo's not hitting. Rizzo's not hitting. Judge is not hitting. And that's just got to figure it out. Like, you can't fall behind like that.
And quickly, because he didn't have a good year last year. And I know what, and again, I think you have to be fair here. And I don't like the Yankees, and everyone knows that, and that's fine. But I'm fair, and I wax poetic about how great they were over the first five games of the season. The bullpen sensational. So don't say I'm not fair. Okay, people are going to look today and be like, yeah, after that first inning struggle, he was really
good. Yeah, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt in the first game.
I mean, did he respond after? Yeah, but the game was, for all intents and purposes, over because you're going up against an absolute stud on the other side, Zach Gallen. So, yeah, did he bounce back in innings 2 through 5? Sure. And you look at his total line, 5 innings, 8 hits, 2 walks, which is not great, 3 runs, fine, all earned. But you can't sit here and tell me he was good last night. He was not good.
No, well, I mean, just in when he let up the runs, right? I mean, I gave him the benefit of the doubt against Houston. Right, it's a game he's not supposed to start. They were going to actually have Stroman start. He said, no, I'd rather stick to my routine because we all get it. He wants to pitch the home opener at Yankee Stadium. But with Gerrit Cole out, I mean, everyone is going to be asked to step up. So I gave him it because it was start one. But coming into this game, knowing it was going to be a tough matchup, a good test for your team going up against Zach Allen. I mean, to give a pitcher like that a 3-run lead right off the bat?
Yeah, you're in big trouble. So, you know, it's funny. You mentioned the three guys had the hits and the other guys didn't. It's amazing the Yankees are 5-1. Glaber's not hitting. He's hitting 174. Judge is not hitting. He's hitting 125. Rizzo, 182. Stanton, 150. Verdugo, 143. And Trevino, 111. So you have the bulk of your lineup is not hitting, and you're still sitting here at 5-1 if you're the Yankees.
Right, because the bullpen's been lights out. Anthony Volpe's been great.
And you've had tremendous time.
Cabrera had an unbelievable first series. You played some good defense, right? You had that, I mean, some big defensive plays. Yeah, but they're going to see, that's the thing, though. And we kind of talked about this with the Mets. And now, listen, Mets aren't in the same class as the Yankees right now. But, like, there are guys that you expect are going to hit. Aaron Judge, at some point, is going to hit.
Yes.
Rizzo, I mean, had an unbelievable start to his season until he got the concussion. I would expect him to start hitting. Glaber, same thing. Now, Stanton.
This is what I was going to say. He's a bad baseball player right now.
There are a lot of very, very ugly swings when you watch him play baseball.
It feels like, to me, correct me if you think I'm wrong, he's completely guessing. He has no idea what's going on, and occasionally he will guess properly and run into one and hit it 430 feet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, right, the whole focus from this offseason was kind of getting himself in the kind of baseball shape that will allow him to actually stay healthy, where it's like he can actually, you know, do athletic things, like maybe run the bases, stuff like that.
Have you seen him try to run, though?
I know.
He can barely run.
No, he's breaking down. But, I mean, the way Aaron Boone describes it, if you guys listen to Aaron Boone talk postgame, is, you know, he has the opportunity to get his ace swing off. And if he doesn't connect or ends up following it off, then all of a sudden, you know, because he's a guess hitter, he ends up opening himself up to swinging at, and it's usually a slider.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even look like he has any idea that it's coming, and he's nowhere close to hitting.
It's really, really bad. And I just wonder at what point, like, you're winning, Judge is going to be okay. We know that. We're not worried about him. Soto's raking, Volpe, the whole thing.
Well, no, you have the ability to do it. I mean, it becomes a liability. You let him try to get off to a good start. If he doesn't, I mean, especially
then what?
Eventually when Dominguez comes back, what do you mean, what?
You think they'll bench him?
You can.
We'll see.
I mean, you have options now. I mean, you could put Grisham in center, right?
You're paying him a whole heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, right, but you could have Soto DH, you could have Judge DH, you could have Verdugo playing left
field. Point is, like, you're winning games, whatever, it's fine.
But we both said this, though, right? At a certain point, like, the Yankees are all in, right? And there were some moves that could have been made to make sure, especially when Gerrit Cole went down. The one move that we talked about was before, you know, free agency even hit, was, like, if the Yankees want to prove to the fan base they're kind of going all in, like, get rid of Stanton. Make him go away.
Eat the contract, yeah. Well, they're not going
to
do that.
No, I know, but you're at a point now where, like, if he's a detriment to your lineup and he's not doing what you need him to do, and you have better options, then take advantage of the better options.
I agree with you. Now, from brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Yankees on the table. Taking advantage of the Mets fan on the table. And the Knicks. It didn't look good. They fought their way back. They did not win in the end. It's 3 in a row. Concern level got to be rising by the moment.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained,
poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Because RJ's a spy.
RJ Sabres, the big win for me last night. Thank you, RJ.
Your Islanders.
Thank you.
That
was
going to
be it. That was going to be it for me.
Right, that was going to be
I
it.
Was out.
Heading into that third period, I was like, you know what? This is it. Season's going to be done.
I was out.
Good night, and they score a couple goals, yep. And they save the season again.
Only a point out now. Our biggest problem is the whole regulation win thing. not great for
make
us right now.
Make it too difficult also, right?
No, the first tiebreaker is regulation wins.
No, I'm saying they make, like, Chicago stinks. You need the game Chicago, desperately. Yeah. You should be able to win that game.
Chicago's 22-48.
Right. You should be able to, like, 5-1 third period, coast on home. Not trail for the bulk of the game and have to have this comeback.
They're really trying to drag you through it, is what they're doing right
now. Well, they're doing a hell of a job. So, yeah, right now, Tampa Bay's got the number one wild card spot, really locked away, 89 points. Washington and Detroit, 82. Mind you, Philly, who's third in the Metropolitan, 83. Islanders, 81. Penguins, 79. RJ's team, outside chance, 77. So, you know what?
Right, and you should also mention we got a game in hand on Philly. Washington's got a game in hand on us.
Right. Now, would you have the tiebreaker with Philly?
No, the tiebreaker is regulation wins.
So you wouldn't have that on anyone?
No, we have 24 regulation wins.
That's really remarkable.
It's not great.
So you're not going to have so you will not have the tiebreaker with anybody, and the Rangers will have the tiebreaker with everybody. Now, how does it work? So right now, the Rangers and the Hurricanes both have 39 regulation wins. What's next?
Regulation and overtime wins.
And that would be
right now the Rangers have 47, yeah.
Yeah. So Rangers have the Devils tonight. Back-to-back, needed that game desperately.
Yep.
Rangers got to win this game tonight.
Listen, the Devils, a very disappointing season for the Devils.
Very disappointing season for the Devils.
They had to make the move for Markstrom when it was being talked about.
They waited way too long.
He waived his no-trade clause. He thought it was going to get done. And a money issue or whatever it was, and it just didn't get done.
Let's get to the calls, and let's get to the Knicks and what was... See, the thing is, you're the Knicks. You lose to Oklahoma City, and it's frustrating.
Oh, forget it. It's the San Antonio loss.
You lose to San Antonio, and it's frustrating. Like, last night's game is not crushing, except the fact that you lost two consecutive games you probably should have won. And that's what makes it so frustrating from the Knicks' standpoint.
Oh, especially the one. I mean, Jalen goes for 61. San Antonio's not very good.
Not that they're not very good. They're terrible.
Right. Oklahoma City's a really good team.
I get it, but you led by 10 at home.
I understand.
And the SGA is not healthy.
Yeah, Jalen Williams had a good game. And listen, I think SGA he's right there to win the MVP. But you saw a Miami Heat team that, especially with the addition of Terry Rozier, who killed us last night.
He crushed us. That three he hit from the right side late in the game, the game might have been over anyhow, but it's like, oh,
well,
my God.
It was the whole sequence, too, though, once you tied it up at 92. Right, you get. He gets fouled by Precious taking a three. Then you get the Adebayo tip in that looked like it could have been in the cylinder, but they counted it. And then Jalen turns the ball over, and then that was the dagger three from Rozier.
You're not wrong. It was an absolute dagger three, and you know that's now three in a row the Knicks have lost, and it gets not much easier.
And Jimmy Butler across the lane just heaves it off the backboard.
I love when they show across the screen the starting lineups and they have the media day photo of Jimmy Butler with the hair looking so absurd.
It's all flat iron.
I love it. He's funny.
Dude, Kid Rock, no joke. So remember I told you that story before where Chelly flew us to the Kid Rock concert?
Okay.
So we're in his dressing room and we're picking out his set list and all of a sudden he disappeared. I was like, where the hell did he go? And I look over and he's flat ironing his own hair. I'm like, are you flat ironing your hair? He's like, well, how do you think it looks? He's like, you don't have someone else do that? He goes, no, I do it myself. He was like mad at me. He's like, what do you think? That my hair looks naturally like this? I was like, no, I just didn't think that you flat ironed your own hair.
Well, what does that mean? That like you iron it so it just stays flat down?
No, straight
in your hair. Is that not like a dangerous prospect? Or no. Are you doing it with heat, I would imagine, right?
Of course.
Right. So
you've never seen a flat iron? Like you've never seen Sherry flat iron her hair? Like you squeeze it to get, it's like a, you I put know, the she, hair in it and squeeze it together?
Yeah. I think she has that machine, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Sure she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just didn't, it was like jarring. I was like, I didn't, I didn't need flat ironed your hair.
Right.
It's interesting.
It's nice. Yeah. He takes matters into his own hands.
He does.
Kid Rock. That's nice.
Must be very particular with it.
I guess. He's got beautiful hair. Long, long, luscious, beautiful hair.
Then we went to his house for a party afterwards.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You've lived some life, haven't you?
Yeah, but that was a pretty good experience. And then we had practice the next morning. Not great.
No?
No, Chelly's flying around.
Yeah, but it made no difference to Chelios the way you talk about.
No, but the other goalie could barely stand up. It was a mess.
It was like what RJ saw on the subway today.
Right, kind of. Like, you should have seen it. It's like, Chelly got us a private jet. So he just brought us to the airport. No one knew. And then you should have seen, like, I wish they had video of us walking off the plane that next morning to try to get the practice.
I imagine it was like the hangover.
Oh, it was the same thing.
Right?
Yeah, but Chelly's like bouncing his step.
Because nothing affected him.
And then
him. We're
all, like, the rest of us are like kind of like walking sideways. He's a professional, what he is.
He was good. Oof. On the ice and off the ice.
Yeah, unbelievable.
We'll continue with the Knicks. We'll hear from Tom Thibodeau in just a moment. Let's go to Joe in West Palm. Joe, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Hey, RJ. Hey, Ray.
Hi, Joe.
I'm sorry about the phone call the other day. I was very nervous, so I embarrassed myself probably.
No, stop.
Can I be completely honest with you? Like, bring you into the den of honesty? I have no recollection of the phone call the other day whatsoever.
Dave's like a goldfish. Like, all he remembers is where people went to school and giant stuff. Right. Everything else,
100%.
Yeah, when RJ gives you his five lists, I'm completely surprised when you just know everyone and where they go. I just wanted to make a quick Yankee point. Yeah, the bats are struggling, and Nestor Cortez, I'm not going to get too crazy because we're only six games into the season. But in regards to keeping Soto next year, do we have to get rid of Stanton off the roster, don't
how?
We? Right?
No, not how? Necessarily.
I know you don't.
Look at me. Look at how much money you just offered Yamamoto, right? You're not going to sign Glaber. Glaber's going to be gone. There's going to be money that comes off your books. I just don't know if they're going to be willing to go to a number that – say the Mets and Steve Cohen are going to be willing to go to,
which is around 60. You think?
I don't know what the
Passan says. It's starting at 50. So,
but if for an experiment, Yankees go 10 for 60, 10 for 50, right? $500 million. Mets go 10 for $600 million. Your Soto, can you say no to $100 million?
No, of course not. Unless he just loves being a Yankee.
Which he might.
Right, but it's not the same. There's not the same pull that there was for Aaron Judge to stay a Yankee, right? Like, he gets more, you know, he's offered more money in San Diego, picks up the phone, it's Hal, hey, what's it going to take? Okay, I'll take 360 instead of 400, and, oh yeah, by the way, we want to make you the captain.
Right. And by the way, Soto has already been offered. How much was he offered by the Nationals? 450?
50.
And he supposedly loved Washington.
And it was his team.
So he was brought up by the Nationals. He was offered $450 million, won a championship there, loved it there, and said no thank you. So if you think that the money is not a huge factor, you're sorely mistaken here. And you mentioned, and you're right, and you said, you know what, I don't want to discuss this all the time. I agree with you. You're not going to be able to avoid it. It is going to be a huge topic all year long about what's going to happen with Soto at the end of the year.
What I mean by that, though, is I don't want to get into the whole, like, going back and forth with Mets and Yankees fans. Like, you know, a Mets fan, enjoy Soto while you can because...
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with that.
I don't want to do that stuff.
But the fact is, he is a free agent. He's not going to sign anything during the course of the season, and there's going to be a massive bidding war for him come November, December.
I also wonder, though, like, in his mind, because he's always kind of mentioned, and maybe it's just because it was a National League thing, how much he enjoyed playing at Citi Field. Like, I don't know if it was just New York, if it was the fact that, you know, it was Citi Field, whatever it was. But if he signed with the Mets, that's his team now.
Right? Like, as opposed to being with the Yankees where it's Judge's team?
It's going to be Judge's team.
Right.
And Cole's team.
Right.
Like, he would be the guy.
But they love him there already.
Of course they do.
Right.
Wait till you hear the fans on Friday.
Going to go nuts.
Go nuts.
Yeah. You know, it's nice today, too. An afternoon Yankees game.
They got to win this one. You don't want to, I mean, as good as the start is, lose two in a row coming back for your home opener, that's not, you don't want that.
Well, I don't feel overly confident in Rodon on the mound.
Well, you're paying him to be confident.
I'm paying Stanton too.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you think that the Stanton move was a good move at the time?
I didn't love it.
Neither of us did. It was redundant.
I didn't love it whatsoever. It felt desperate. It felt like I'm doing this because that was Ohtani, right?
Right.
It felt like Ohtani... I want him. I'm going to get him. I'm not going to get him. It doesn't pan out. Let's swing to another monster
move.
Meanwhile,
you know the one that made the most sense had already said, my dad's favorite player is Mickey Mantle, and I want to be
Bryce
a Yankee.
Harper. Yeah, 100%. All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll dive into the Knicks. We'll continue with the Yankees. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. London, it's my read. I got you.
This is my music, though.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm confused.
Maybe I also enjoy this music.
I can't pay attention to what you just said. What? You can't say that as you kick off the
read. I can't believe you vocalized that.
Why? Yeah. We were talking about it during the last commercial break.
He's excited.
We might use it to our benefit.
He's proud now.
Can I please? London Jewelers is waiting. All right, and London Jewelers is hosting their annual wedding band event from Thursday, April 4th, which is tomorrow, through Sunday, April 7th. All wedding bands are 20% off. Brand exclusions may apply. The 2 by London wedding band collection has something for every style and every budget. Come in or call to make an appointment at any of their locations. Americana Manhasset, Wheatley Plaza, Glen Cove, East Hampton, Southampton, Westfield World Trade Center, and the Mall at Short Hills, New Jersey, where you can enter for your chance to win an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night honeymoon for two. The best deals are at London Jewelers from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April the 7th.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Finished the book yesterday.
Oh, yeah, your verbal
500 pages, yeah. 3 days.
And?
Oh, what a twist at the end.
Really?
What a twist.
A sexual twist?
No. It was actually another very serious sex scene, though.
Is that right?
I got two in the book, yeah. Wasn't expecting the second
one. It's like
one.
You were reading Caligula.
It was Yeah. Use some words that are a little jarring.
Really?
Yeah.
In the sex scenes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Beat it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. They're very descriptive.
Really?
Very descriptive.
Drop
really.
Your pants yeah. and hammer them, right?
And they also have superpowers. Which
in the bedroom?
Even, oh, yeah.
Really? I also have that.
No, not that kind of superpower.
Oh.
Now, I don't want to ruin the book, because I think it's a good book.
Listen,
you won't read it. I know you won't read it.
I haven't read a
book. I also didn't realize that there were that many people that were reading the book when I mentioned it yesterday.
I read the Adam Schefter book. I think it's called The Man Who Wasn't There.
Yeah, years ago you read that.
Probably. I was at the station, so it's within the past decade that I know. Aside from that, from beginning to end, I don't think I've read a full book in 20 years.
I got to tell you, I actually like reading more than I actually like watching a movie.
Oh, no. I could not disagree with you more.
I'm just telling you what I like.
Well, I'll tell you why. I can start a movie and finish a movie in a 2-hour window. A book takes me, I mean, really, like being honest, like it's going to take me 2, 3, 4 days. If I like it, if I don't like it, it could take weeks. No, not for me. RJ, you a reader? You like to open the book and read the pages on the book, RJ? You a reader?
Is it possible to be a reader and not open the book and read the
well,
pages?
Well, you could do book on tape.
I don't read
audio
a ton
book,
of
Dave.
I don't read a ton of books, but I do read a lot. I read a lot of articles.
Well, I read a lot too, but that's not what I'm asking.
So
you.
Books, actual published literature, not a ton. No.
So when was the last book you read?
I not too long ago read Bruce Arians' book about the quarterbacks he worked with.
Mm-hmm. Risk It for the Biscuit.
That is mentioned. I won't even lie. That was over a year ago. So.
So you haven't read a book in a year?
No.
Raymond, do you read at all? Give me articles like RJ says.
Well,
do you read books?
I read plenty of articles. I don't have a lot of time to read books except for the summer. And honestly, the last book that I read was the Chris Herring book about the Knicks, Blood in the Garden. which is a great book.
I think they're making that into a documentary or a movie even.
It'd be awesome if they did.
You've seen pictures of Raymond's vacations. There's no way he's reading on those vacations.
Why?
Because
well, the a nice flight, cup the of
flight, I see what he's up to.
The flights?
The flights, yeah. I guess the flights.
Right. I mean, good readers can probably bang out. I mean, those flights are 5 hours each way. That's 10 hours. You could bang out a book in 10 hours, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, I think I banged mine out in less than 10 hours.
Well, and yours was titillating, too.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I should bring it in so you can read a couple of pages. I think you'd like it.
Probably.
I think you'd like it a
probably.
Lot.
All right, let's get to some of the callers, then we'll get to the Knicks. Let's go to Calvin in Washington Heights. Good morning, Calvin. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm excited to see Soto, and I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm excited to see him in Yankee Stadium. I want to say, earlier you were talking about the contract. Realistically, he's going to go, Boros likes to go for the more years, 14, 15 years. If you see some of these guys like Judge, Manny Machado signing to the age of 40, 41, will make sense as going for 14, 15 years since he's only 25 years old. And about getting about $580 million, 42 per year, something around that range.
He's going to want more than 42.
Yeah, he is. And let's be fair, in 10 years, is $42 million going to be an outrageous number
well,
for a superstar player?
No. 10 years is a little bit. He'll be getting, because he's 25. 25 is, he'll be 35 in 10 years. So realistically for him, he should get about 39 or 40 years old. This guy plays every day. He's not... If Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge can get in each contract to 40, why Juan Soto can get it? Because he plays every day. But I want to make a point about New York pressure. I want people to understand that he's not going to feel no pressure in New York. This guy is going to love New York. Why? When these players like Juan Soto from the Dominican Republic come to New York, they love it. They feel at home. Their numbers go up because there's such a large population of your Dominican population in New York City. So they love it. They put these great numbers. You see it not only from him, but from the other superstar players from the same country. This guy is going to feel right at home. The food, the culture, everything. It's like, look what he did when he comes to Citi Field. His family is there in the stands. He puts great numbers.
Yeah, but Calvin, coming to play in Citi Field is different than being the guy that's expected to carry a franchise in that city.
But I don't think that'll be too big for him.
No, I don't think so either. But you can't. It's not comparable, though. Like, what a guy does coming to Madison Square Garden because he likes playing at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And all of a sudden, now you're tasked with being the guy to carry the Knicks to a championship.
But he's one of the few guys in baseball that I think is Teflon, too.
I agree with you 1,000%, yeah. But I wouldn't put a blanket over all of them. Everyone that comes in, like, no, that's not the case.
No, it's not the case at all.
Everyone can handle it.
No.
Not everyone's Juan Soto.
I would actually say the opposite. Most can't, in my opinion.
Right. Like, you're doing him a disservice. Not everyone. I'm 1,000% with you. Juan Soto, he's built differently. Like, he craves the spotlight.
Right. He loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
And he's awesome.
And no moment is ever too... And it's been like that since he's been a teenager. Like, literally, it's not even hyperbole. Since he's been a teenager, the biggest moments is when he's the best version of himself, which is pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome because he has that kind of self-belief.
Let's go to Tom in Putnam and say good morning. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I agree with the other caller that him and Boris, they're going to want a longer contract, and 42 is not going to get it done. So we all know he's looking for north of 50. So why not, at the end of the year, give him 13 years, $55 million?
Well, because you're giving because Tom, now you're just giving him everything he wants. Like, I think that's going to be – now, he may get that, but I think that's going to end up having to be the decision. Like, you're talking about going from – Otani's got the $700 million, but when you look at how much he backloaded, the $680, it's worth close to $47 million a year. And he pitches and he hits. So to say, okay, we're going to give you the length that you want, 13, and we're going to give you 55, which is almost $10 million more than Otani's averaging per season, I don't know if you're going to get both of those things.
Yeah, but it's exactly what you said. By the time he gets to 35 years old, that 55 is going to seem cheap for somebody.
Yeah, right,
like
but you're
Soto.
Still, but it's not going to, no, 55 is not going to still be cheap. Like, guys didn't, outside of Otani, guys didn't crush free agency this year. Aaron Judge is making 40 now. Like 55, you're still gonna be paying $55 million bucks. I mean, is baseball on this trajectory where money's not gonna matter? No, baseball's
slowly
dying.
Correct, but I will say that 55 in a decade from now may not be, oh my God, 55 what it is now.
Yeah, but you're also seeing a market correction though. Not everyone that hits free, not all Scott Boris clients are getting exactly what they want.
Just Blake the opposite.
Snell, Blake
I think
Snell
Scott
just
Boris
won
had a pretty bad offseason.
Right, Blake had a terrible offseason. Blake Snell just signed, just won his second Cy Young.
And couldn't find a team that would come anywhere near the demands that he wanted.
Nowhere. So, I mean, the special players will get that. But, I mean, you're talking about still, like, you got to understand, like, $55 million a year is still a lot of money. So when he's, you know, 37, 38, 39, you want to pay him $55 million bucks?
I don't think you want to.
No, but I think
if you want to get him, I think you might have to.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, though. To go from the 47 to 55, and you're going to give him the term that he wants? Maybe he's just that good he gets that. I just usually they make you choose.
You're going to get a ton of AAV, or you're going to get a monster right.
And the
long
only
deal.
Reason, the only reason that Ohtani got the 700 number, which is something that clearly he wanted,
was because it was deferred.
Right. Deferred so much.
I mean, deferred almost all of it, which is pretty wild in its own right. So let's get back to the Knicks and open up the phone lines, 1-800-919-3776. And here we are now. I mean, and again, last night's game does not crush me. It's upsetting because I didn't think that you played great basketball anyway. But what upsets me is that you had the prior two games were, and we just mentioned, so imminently winnable. And you probably should have won both. You won neither. And now you follow that up with this loss against Miami. And all of a sudden you think to yourself, uh-oh, here we go.
Well, I think one of the things that this Knicks team, there's a bunch of things this Knicks team has done really well this season. One at the top of the list is they've done a really good job of winning games that they should win. They've taken care of their business against bad teams.
Correct.
And they let one slip in San Antonio. And again, in a game that Jalen Brunson had 61 points. That's a tough one.
You should have won that game.
Right. Oklahoma City, that's a really good team.
Still, I get it, but you should have won that game.
I know. It's still a last-second shot that beat you. And now you're playing a Miami Heat team that's, especially with the addition of Terry Rozier, and all of a sudden now as we get closer and closer to the playoffs,
right,
they're kind of rounding into form. Didn't sound like Jalen Brunson felt well. I think he was sick going into the game last night. Didn't play well. Had a bad first half. And they were in a spot last night where they dug themselves such a hole.
They fought back
on the road, yeah,
as they always do, right?
You know how that works, though. You know how that works, though. You spend all your energy getting back,
right?
And
then to get over the hump is the really tough part of it. Yes. Here's Tom Thibodeau. A couple of cuts from him. 1-800-919-3776 for you guys. Thibodeau, we can't afford to rest guys.
Some teams have the luxury of, you know, they've built up a big cushion. So those teams, I think, you know, you can rest guys. You can, the teams that have built that cushion, but for a lot of teams, you can't. And particularly teams that have been shorthanded all year. You know, you just got to find ways to win games. That's the challenge. Every team's different. Every team has different challenges. So you just approach it day by day.
So away we go, but there's not a lot of season left, and now all of a sudden we were talking, I think it was like a week ago, I think I came back, it was last Friday, and I said, you know, I think the 2 seed is very realistic. Now you're sitting here in the 5 seed, right? And Philadelphia gets Embiid back, and Miami's a team you don't want any part of, and if it were to end today, you would start the series on the road against Orlando, which is not daunting. But then you'd have Boston in round two.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So they give everything they have. I don't blame them for that. I think he coaches well. I think that they're a good team. But all this effort and work you put into the regular season to try to get to a certain spot, you can see it kind of slipping away.
Well, it's hard, man. I mean, that's why when you have an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it because you just don't know what's going to happen.
And that's right.
Right? Like, you just don't know what's going to happen year to year with injuries and everything else. And, I mean, we had, as you're watching this team play in January when things were going well and you're beating teams by 15 points, you're like, wow. I mean, I think there's a lot of people around the NBA that are like, this team right now? And then all of a sudden at the deadline, you add some more depth. Like, wow, this team has a real chance. Like, I can't tell you how many shows I watched. I know, Kendrick Perkins has been on the Knicks bandwagon for a while now, but like, you know, on First Take or whatever it ended up being, like, team that could be the biggest threat to the Celtics. A lot of people were saying a healthy Knicks team is a real threat to the Celtics. And now, with all the question marks around an OG and when Julius is going to be back, and now the road that you're going to have to take to get there, they're going to have their hands full.
Well, you're going to have to win this game on Thursday night against Sacramento, right? You're home. Sacramento's good. I saw this. I think Sabonis has 71 double-doubles on the season.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Paul Pierce called him a...
he's awesome.
Glorified role player. That's what he called him.
That's stupid.
Well, that's what he called him.
Well, okay. Well, that's dumb. I think Paul Pierce knows NBA, obviously, but to say something like that is ridiculous. Glorified role player. Guy almost had another triple-double last night. Mm-hmm. He's 20-10 every game.
I understand.
That's not a role player. Is Julius Randle a role player?
No, Julius Randle's an all-NBA player.
Okay, and Sabonis is not far behind that.
I think maybe his point was like on a championship-caliber team, where would you have, Sabonis would be like the third best player on your team?
But saying that, I think, is very fair.
It's not
worded
properly.
To say he's a glorified role player is a...
Well, he also goes on to say that you can count on him giving you 18-10 every night. Well, Okay, if that's a role player.
I wish we had a role player like
that's
that.
That's a role player. I'll take one of those.
So it's Sacramento tomorrow at the Bulls on Friday, and then on Monday night or Sunday. Wait.
You got to win all three games against the Bulls. You got to beat the
Nets. At the Bucks. You got at the Celtics. Next, you don't know what
the three hardest games are going to be: the Kings, the Bucks, and the Celtics.
How do they do the NBA schedule where you play the Bulls three times in the last 9 days of the season?
Right, last six games you play them three times.
Do you think that's ridiculous?
I do. I didn't schedule it.
No, I'm not blaming you for it. I'm not looking at
you. Blame the eyes.
I had blame the eyes. Listen, you don't know what's wrong with me.
I think we do now.
I could have a real deep seated problem. You can't talk to me like that. Three times in the final six.
We've created
games
a monster. This is our fault.
Why?
Because this is going to become a bigger problem. You guys all know it.
You brought it to my attention. And now it's like,
and now you've embraced it.
Well, yeah, I think it's true.
I am too smart.
Yeah, I think this explains a lot.
Today's actually a good day that we figured this out.
It's a great day. It's a monumental day. But why do I have to play the Bulls three? I mean, you think they were putting together the schedule? You know what makes great sense, Joe? What, Steve? Let's have the Knicks and the Bulls three times in the final six games of the season.
Want. Give the people what they want at the end of the season.
It's ridiculous.
Knicks, Bulls three times.
It's ridiculous. How many times they planned the season? Four?
we like to really
pack it in at the end.
Get you fired up for the playoffs.
Did they think we were living in like 1994? What do we need, Johnny? Get the Knicks and Bulls on the calendar numerous times down the stretch. That'll get people revved up.
DeRozan, Brunson. Who says no?
Nobody says no. Speaking of Brunson, Tom Thibodeau said that Jalen Brunson, now there's nothing wrong with the cut, the audio, your speakers. It's not getting stuck. But it's a little repetitive. Here's Thibodeau on Brunson.
It says 10 free throws, but you know he's getting fouled. It's really, I hate to say it, it's that simple. He's getting fouled.
What happened
he's
there?
He's getting fouled.
What happened there?
He just really want to hammer home the point.
Well, no, I get the point, and I think he's right.
Well, only because he repeated it. Otherwise, you'd be like, yeah, man, is
right.
he?
How many times? What are you over under on getting fouled? Give me 4.5.
Yep.
He's getting fouled.
There you go.
When you saw that last night, were you like, something's wrong with my.
I was like, was my TV? What's wrong with my TV? And he's pissed.
I don't blame him for that. He does not get superstar treatment.
No, and I also don't like what Wendy said either. Because Wendy's pretty dialed in. Like, if he's hunting fouls. Like, if that's the conversation like going around the NBA right now, where like officials think that he's looking for the fouls,
right?
And they're not giving him the benefit of that. Because you got to remember too, though. I mean, he's a solid guy, right? Like, so he plays through a lot of contact.
He is a solid guy, but he's not a huge like.
No, he's not big.
Takes a lot of punishment,
right? But he plays like he does well in that
with
that
fears
physical style.
No contact,
none.
Which is great.
But, I mean, at a certain point, like, he needs to be officiated the right way. So I can understand the frustration.
He was not great last night. You said a little under the weather.
I sound like he was under the weather, yeah.
Right. But, you know what? No one really cares for those excuses.
No, and it speaks to how important he is to this team. Because
he is the most important
piece of
this team.
Because Dante had a good game. Ducey had a good game. Bogdanovich actually had a good game. I mean, your bench had, outside of the 16, had 18 points from your bench, which was...
Hartenstein was not great, ironically, which is strange.
Why?
Because he just wasn't great, and I expected him to be better than he was last night.
But he's your
night.
Favorite player. You love him.
I love him, but I was confused at him not being great last night.
Okay, I understand that.
And Mitchell Robinson was not great either.
Just like a 10 minutes of cardio kind of deal. Yeah. Well, they got out rebounded. They were minus 15 from three. And, I mean, and Jalen wasn't good.
But Miami's a scary team.
This is about the time they start to get, I see what you did there. Scary Terry.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that, actually.
Yeah. Well, it was good if you did. This is kind of when they rounded to form.
But Philly's much more concerning right now.
Yep.
Miami's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee's terrifying.
Right.
I mean, I would say, and again, nothing is easy, but for me, looking at this right now, the two softest landing spots are Cleveland and Orlando in round one.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the difference being that if it was Cleveland, second round would be Milwaukee if you get through that first round, as opposed to if you play Orlando, win, now you're going to probably play the Celtics.
I'm not looking to the second round. I'm saying solely first round.
Well, listen, none of it, if OG and Julius don't come back, it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, it's still good. I mean, I still think you could be Cleveland or Orlando. And you don't think you can be one of those teams? Well, you sit here and tell me you guarantee that OG is going to be back.
Well, but I don't know. I'm saying that
if he's not back, I blame you entirely. No,
dude, if he's not back, I blame him. Come on. I mean,
would you question him if he doesn't come back? You would.
Of course. Yes. Yes. I mean, even if you're not 100%, they need you, your defense, you need to be back. And I can't understand why Julius would go through this entire process if he's not going to at least try it. If it pops out, it pops out. You get the surgery, and then that's it. Why would you waste all this time? Like, this is a waste of time. If he, in his mind, didn't think this thing was going to hold up, get the surgery.
Right.
So you're through it.
And then you'd be fresher and ready to start next season.
Right.
No, I agree.
You wait because you're going to try it.
See, I still think they beat Cleveland. I'll tell you what. If neither of those guys come back, I still think they beat Cleveland.
It's a lot iffier.
Oh, I agree with that,
yeah.
But I'm unimpressed with Cleveland. If I have a healthy Hartenstein and a healthy Robinson going into that series, I think they will dominate on the glass and the Knicks will beat up on Cleveland.
Right.
I hope so, too. All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll get your calls on the Knicks, on the Yankees. Mets rained out. We have Stump Rothenberg coming up at 7:45. We have Rules by Rothenberg following that in its debut with no imaging, mind you. 1-800-919-3776, DNR 98.7 ESPN. This is me again, so I'll do this. And now a word from TruGreen. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? TruGreen has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TruGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy TruGreen's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TruGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TruGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.